Hi, welcome to Barry Nation, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty.
You've just tuned into a podcast that welcomes you into a community, a resource center, and a safe place that powers your journey towards personal wellness.
Our goal is you leave us today feeling hopeful, inspired, and ready to live your best bariatric life.
What is the Barry Nation membership community? Well, it's a network of experts and peers where you can connect with the support, education, and resources you need in the moment to move through your bariatric life with confidence. Almost every day, you can attend bariatric support groups led by licensed mental health professionals, classes taught by credentialed experts, and meetups that are grounded in accountability and fun. Become a member today and tap into kind and caring support. Join us at barrynation.mn.co.
You guys, it's our 200th episode today. We are celebrating 200 podcast episodes from east to west to Barry Nation, and we're just so excited to share this with you all.
Yeah, this episode is very near and dear to our hearts because it involves you guys. It involves our listeners, the people that have supported us from the beginning, the people that have come along in the middle, and the new people that are just signing on. And without all of you guys together collectively, we wouldn't be here for two episodes, let alone 200. And so this is our way of giving back and saying thank you to some of those people that have helped us get to where we are today.
It's hard to believe that we are at 200. Like, how the heck did that happen? How did we actually, I mean, Jason, when you and I first recorded, I can remember wondering if we would ever get to the point that we could interview a bariatric surgeon. And now bariatric surgeons are some of our closest friends. They come on the podcast often. Like, just the opportunities and the reach that we have been able to have in this community is unparalleled. And I think this episode so perfectly encapsulated, because what you all are about to hear and see is a very special Barry Nation community struggle bus that we recorded. So we asked our community if they would like to join us for a struggle bus that we were going to record and share as a podcast format, because there's no better way to explain what this community is all about, why it's so important to us, and how it helps other people than just showing it and sharing it. So when we went to our community with this idea, they were hands raised, absolutely, heck yes, when and where, we are there for that. And what you guys are going to hear in this episode is some deep conversation, some really meaningful and insightful aha moments, and people truly sharing from the heart. This isn't a stage conversation. This is our community, and this is what we do each and every day in the Barry Nation membership community. So if it looks and sounds a little bit different, that's why. It's a true celebration of you, of our community, and of Barry Nation. And we're just thrilled to be able to deliver this episode to you today.
Yeah, it was truly a beautiful moment. There were several times that I had chills, like physical goosebumps. People were vulnerable. They brought forth their stories. So what April said, what you're about to hear is very raw. It's very real. And these conversations are exactly what we have every single day with members just like you listening to this podcast.
And like with some other episodes, the day that we were supposed to record, I had a family emergency. But like what this community does with everybody in it, Jason and Natalie supported me and they said, friend, we got you. We can take this recording. I have watched it and I am so inspired and I'm so thankful for this community. So I might not have been there in the moment, but I am with it now and it will be with me for the rest of my life. And that's the power of this podcast. That's the power of any podcast. It's a moment in time that is captured that continues to support people for as long as it exists. And it's our goal to ensure that Barry Nation, this education, this support, this message remains throughout our entire lifetime and beyond. So again, if you are a member of the community, if you are a supporter of this podcast, if you interact with us on social media, if you comment, share, like, tag, support us every single month, you have made that possible, and we couldn't have done it without you. So this episode is a celebration of where we started, where we are now, and where we want to go in the future. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Berry Nation podcast. We are recording a struggle bus live with our Berry Nation community members. And if you are new to Berry Nation, if you're not following us on socials or not in the Berry Nation support community, we have led for almost 4 years now, Jason? The struggle bus, which is a time for us as bariatric patients to just be ourselves, bring forth any questions, struggles, celebrations, and to really get that peer-to-peer support. So today we're joined by our community members to just chat about bariatric life. If you enjoy this episode, please join us in the Berry Nation support community. We do this every single day. So if you are watching us on Zoom, if you're listening, this is what we are. This is what Berry Nation is. This is the heart of us. So I think we just get started. What do you think, Jason?
I think so.
All right. Well, we open it up to you all, our Berry Nation members. What struggles, wins, celebrations? What do you guys want to talk about today?
I got a little bit of a struggle that I can kick us off with, I think. I had an amazing weekend meeting up with some Berry Nation and other bariatric friends in Chicago. I got to meet Andrea live and in person, and it turns out her husband and I went to the same high school, which was kind of random. And I think many of us who have attended in-person meetups go through this where you deal with the dopamine drop. You know, I mean, the goal of bariatric support is to enhance our lives, but sometimes when we're in the middle of it and we're spending time together, we wish it could be our lives. You know, it's really hard to go back to the normal world. And get back into all the things. So I just wanted to share that as a struggle. I know a couple of other people have or are going to meetups really soon, and you want to take advantage of every single minute of it, but getting back into the real world, not easy.
It's not easy. I was going to say, I'll add that that experience of being together in person was really kind of magical. I didn't think that after being in support groups with people for about a year that getting to see them in person was going to be so life-giving. And you do get that high. I even told someone today, I'm like, I'm still on a little bit of a high from that, you know? And it was something I have been struggling in the commitment phase. So I am a little over a year out from surgery. I didn't lose 100 pounds. I didn't lose a ton of weight. I lost kind of in the mid to the low range of what my clinic had shared with me, or kind of expected, I should say. And so I'm kind of dealing with that. Meeting new people over the weekend also was hard to hear how many pounds they've lost. And so my struggle is comparison, some perfectionism, a little bit of emotional eating from those things, you know. So I would just love to hear for people who are in the commitment or maybe beyond, what is the thing that keeps you in it? What is the encouraging self-talk maybe that you might use?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things about it is people just assume that once you get into the commitment, you're fine and you're just going to be there and then you're just going to move on to maintenance and it's okay. But these steps and phases of the journey, they're going to, I mean, that they kind of, you're going to go back and forth between them. You can go all the way to maintenance and then go find yourself back in the commitment stage again. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because this journey is lifelong. So you've got the rest of your life to figure it out. And comparison is extremely hard, whether we tell ourselves not to do it, no matter how much we talk about, we're not going to do all that. And how, you know, it's the thief of joy. But at the same time, like you said, especially when you're in the moment around people and you see people and there's nowhere for you to hide, you're not on Zoom, you're not, you can't just turn your camera off. You're standing there literally next to somebody who may have had surgery, you know, a lot sooner than you had, and they've lost, you know, weight like you wanted to lose. And so you're automatically going to look at that and be like, well, why couldn't that happen to me? What did I do wrong? And really the biggest thing that you have to continue to tell yourself, as hard as it is that your body is going to be different than other people's. And just because you haven't lost the amount of weight in this amount of time doesn't mean you're not going to continue to lose weight even, you know, 2 and 3 years out. I know people whose body has continued to change, weight has continued to come off. And those things are all things that are going to happen for you as you go through the journey. It's really just about you making sure that you're sticking to things that you know work for you while that's going on.
Yeah, Anna, and then Ashley.
I know that when I first started, when I first joined Bearer Nation, I really wanted to be in that life and maintenance stage, but I was nowhere near that. So I put myself smack dab in the commitment, and that's where I stayed for a while. And, you know, just when I thought I was going to change into the life and maintenance, no, the commitment just sucked me back in. And it's kind of interesting because I went through a period of time, and that was well over a year ago. But last December, I had a revision, and that put me in a very kind of awkward feeling of, where am I? You know, I don't really belong with the Berry beginners or the Berry beginnings. And because I'm not a beginner, but I am newly post-op. And I will have a little honeymoon with it, but I didn't know quite where to be. So I am smack dab in the commitment again, and not wanting to bariatric right now, because not only did they fix my hernia and they converted my sleeve to a pouch, my pouch right now is sitting above my diaphragm. So I will be going through another surgery. Yeah. So it kind of sucks, and it's kind of hard, and I don't really want a bariatric anymore, but here I am. It's my life, and I still got to try, and I still have to put one foot in front of the other. And damn it, I still have to drink all that water. Yeah.
Oh, true. Ashley, what about you?
Well, I just wanted to touch on Andrea with her asking about the negative self-talk and how to keep yourself from the comparison game that we all fall victim of on this journey multiple times. You can think you're over it, and then it'll come back and just slap you out of nowhere. But I have picked up a few tips over the years because I'm almost 4 years post-op. Laura Grabo has been an amazing asset, and the catch it, check it, change it mindset. If you can just be aware enough when you're in the process of comparing yourself to others, that is so beneficial. And I also attended her CBT class today, and she was talking about creating the little 3x5 cards with a few of your wins on it that you've occurred over your journey. And when you're having those hard times in that comparison game, you can pull that card out and look at everything you've accomplished so far and just imagine how much further you can go and how much more you can accomplish. So just reframing your mindset. Being part of the community, just, I feel like that would be the best way. And just know that the only person that you can truly compare yourself to is yourself. You can only do better than you did yesterday if you put your mind to it, and you have the power to do that. And I believe in you. I believe in every one of you.
Let me just take a moment. Mic drop. I mean, come on. Ashley, bring in the heat. Tony, what about you?
So I'll touch a little bit on this, but I do want to share a win. I feel like that I've been sharing a lot lately, especially with in other platforms, is just that there is a struggle, and it's resetting your frame of mind. And you're going to have bad weeks, you're going to have good weeks. And the weeks that are bad, if you set yourself goals and you stay on track for those, it's you feel better when you're accomplishing goals. And I think that as long as you continue to set goals, even if they're daily goals, you have something to be proud of and you can feel good about what you're doing daily. It's very easy to get caught up in negative thought. And I've gotten a lot of good advice on here where people tell you to talk out loud to yourself. It might sound a little crazy, but if you talk out loud to yourself and tell yourself, you know, whether you want to actually go and grab that snack, or maybe if you're telling yourself that, you know what, you're doing a great job today, you look great, I'm proud of you. Tell yourself that you're proud of yourself. How many times? It sounds crazy, but if you tell yourself enough times, you do believe it, because you're so used to telling yourself that, you know, you're disappointed in what you've done. You start to believe that as well. So if you just change that mindset to something positive, you'll start to believe that positive aspect. And just to go along the lines of like being able to share things with people in the community, this past weekend, I was able to spend some time with friends at Fenway Park, and we did a charity event where we climbed the stairs at Fenway Park, and we were able to climb 1,800 steps as part of the charity. So being able to celebrate that with other people in the community that I interact with all the time is an accomplishment. And it's, you know, again, it's that dopamine feeling of being able to celebrate with other people. So I just wanted to put that up as a win.
I love that. How did it feel, Tony, to, I mean, 1,800 steps is a lot of freaking steps. How did it feel to not only do that with your bariatric friends and peers, but like how did it feel to do it?
It's a great feeling. It's a sense of accomplishment, because if I thought back to a year ago, it would have been something that would have been unfathomable to myself, because I used to tell people all the time that I was allergic to the stairs because I didn't want to walk up the steps because it hurt so bad. And there were certain points where I was actually running up the stairs with people. So, you know, that is an accomplishment in its own, something to be proud of. And, you know, I think we got to a point where we had done almost 3/4 of it. And a lot of people were like, I don't know if I want to do this last lap around the park. And I was like, no, I set this goal. I want to do this. And to have them say, you know what, I'm going to do this with you was a great feeling, because it was something where they were showing support because they wanted me to accomplish it. But at the same time, they were able to accomplish it with me. So it's just as much as a win for them as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Being able to share those things with other people that have been in your shoes, you know, it just hits different. Like I was talking to somebody about the North Carolina meetup this weekend, and they were very nervous to even come. Like they even told themselves, like, I really don't know if I'm going to make it because it's so out of my comfort zone. And, you know, I had to message back and let them know, like, I fully understand what you're saying, but at the same time, like, do this for yourself, because being around these people, you know, people that have been, you know, in your position, and just feeling the love and support and acceptance from the community is just something you'll never know until you actually put yourself in that, you know, in the position to be around those people. And the smaller meetups are a great way to dip your toes in to a bigger meetup like retreat and things like that. So I just encourage everybody to try and at least get to one, because they're just amazing to be able to share things like that. So that's awesome, Tony. Good job. Brad, what about you, buddy?
Thanks. I was with Tony on that 1,800 steps, by the way. I don't want him to not get, you know, to get away with not giving me my shout out when it's due. But yeah, that whole feeling about being around people who fully support you and it can relate to you with your journey and the things that you have gone through is definitely super important in my journey. It's kind of what's kept me together. There's a couple of different things that I would like to touch on. And it just come up just listening to you all talk and share on the struggle bus. But I have to touch on a little bit that I struggle with love. I didn't realize how much I did not love myself before having the surgery. I believe that I became accustomed to being a jokester and becoming, you know, or just being the funny guy in the conversation in the room or the protector in the room, and not realizing along the way over the past 30 years or so that I didn't love myself. And I didn't notice it until after I had the surgery. Because now that I've had the restriction, you know, obviously I'm not doing drugs like I used to when I was a child, and I'm not, you know, smoking cigarettes anymore. And I can't eat food because of the restriction to cover up trauma that I've been through in the past. I didn't realize that now I have to get to learn a new me and learn how to love myself. So that's one thing that I have struggled with, but I am learning and I reap the benefits of being the best supporter in the community that I possibly can be with the time that I have, as kind of making me feel better and start contributing to loving myself. And it's working. But it's not enough because I can't have you 24/7. So that being said, and also what has really touched me already early in this conversation is you, Anna. There have been a couple of people that I've run across in the community who have gone through just, you know, so much with continued surgeries and just not finding a light at the end of the tunnel and still finding perseverance and empowerment to proceed, continue, stay strong, and still shed positivity. You know, I want to be the first to let you know that although I do not know you, I don't know your path, but I know where I stand in this community as far as supporting. So if there are other people that hear this podcast and those of us on this that are fortunate enough to be on this panel with each other can definitely find a way to express a little bit of time and support and acknowledgement for those patients and those amongst us in our community that are going through the thing that Anna is going through. And I feel for you, but I appreciate you. And I'm almost certain that you will find the light at the end of the tunnel because you're valid and you're worth it. And we love you.
Thank you. I certainly wasn't expecting that. And I'm not exactly sure how to react, but you know, I think that I want to call it a mission in life is to make it so the person that comes behind me has a smoother road traveling. They have the benefit of, you know, my journey, they have the benefit of my journey, and they in turn person coming from behind them is going to have the benefit of theirs. How far can we go if we all make that road a little smoother for someone else? Absolutely. How far can we go?
Anna's giving us a master class in how to persevere and do the things. We love it. We appreciate you so much for what you do and for what you contribute. Rabbit, makes sense what you're talking about. It really resonated with me as far as like the funny guy, because one of the things I had joked about when I started losing weight is the more weight I lose, the more material I lose. Like half of my material of being funny was about myself and how big I was. And the smaller I got, the less material I had. But you're definitely learning how to love yourself. And if that takes, you know, being here, being, you know, one of the pillars in the community for supporting other people to get you there, that's what's going to have to work, because you are worth it. You're worth the journey every single day. Logging in, doing the things that you guys do for the community is absolutely amazing. But at the same time, you know, those times and the things that you do and you say to people and the things that people say back to you are going to carry you in through those times where you don't have the people to talk to. So, you know, I always say the loudest voice you're going to hear all day is the one inside your head. So make sure that it says kind things to you.
Absolutely. Margaret, what about you? How do you feel about self-love?
I guess through this whole journey post-op for these years, and especially since I've been a member of Berry Nation, I really am learning how to love myself and soothe myself in ways that really are love, and not just the quick fix of putting something in my mouth, which really isn't self-love, as we know. And, you know, that those are hard lessons. But boy, how satisfying, you know, like today I went to the gym and I lifted 44 pounds, you know, 22 pounds on each arm. I'm like, who is this woman? But, you know, that's me. And that's me persevering and work and having a goal and working hard and loving myself enough to care about my body as I age. So new definitions of self-love, but wouldn't trade it for anything.
I loved a lot of what you said, but the number one thing is that the food wasn't satisfying. That is powerful. That is real. And I think a lot of us on this screen, a lot of our listeners feel so similarly. That's a really good way of putting that. Andrea, what about you? How are you feeling?
Yeah, so I was drawn to this question because I am wired to put everyone else's needs before my own and to love everyone really, really well in my life, but never really saw self-love modeled well. And I've been taking a class with Laura Grabo, and she's talking a lot about self-compassion and empathy. And I am kind of learning how to even have to love myself through compassion and empathy for the first time. Like I was asking about some ideas for self-talk and that kind of stuff, because I'm learning for the first time about, you know, even empathetic or compassionate self-talk and being easy on myself, talking to myself like a loving parent would or a loving friend would, you know. And I've just been so outward focused my whole life that to be turning inward is strange and uncomfortable and not a default yet. But I feel like having the surgery was a huge step in that direction. Like I finally said, I am committing a lot to this for me, for the sake of my health and longevity and my life. And so I feel like there's an empowering aspect to having the surgery that I was not expecting. And So anyway, it just kind of helps in this journey and just to become a little bit more aware of even how to do that through the tools that you guys offer and the professionals that you've connected us with in our groups and things. So I'm getting there, but it's like when you don't even know how or what that looks like, I just love to hear everyone else share that experience because it just gives me ideas, you know, and I can see, oh, that's how they do it. Okay. I can see how that works for me, you know? So, yeah.
It's really powerful to have a community like this where we really do get to learn together and also practice together. And that includes self-love and what that even looks like and how it is different for every single person. But having these conversations allows us to say, oh, you know, what Rob does might work for me and I try it out and it doesn't. That's okay. What works for Anna ended up working for me also, you know, however that may be. So that's what makes these so powerful. Christine, what about you?
So, you know, it's hard sometimes along this journey because we look at ourselves every day to really be able to see the changes over time. But a couple of things that happened this weekend in Chicago that really stood out for me is there was a group of us that were out on the Navy Pier and there's a gigantic Ferris wheel there. So 8 of us wanted to go on the Ferris wheel. So we walked up and said, so can we have a gondola for 8? And they looked at us and said, yeah, of course, walk right on. You can have your own. And I thought about it and said it to the group that we were with. Before surgery, they would have never let 8 of us get on one gondola. They would have split us up. And they did not blink. So while we are extraordinary human beings, we are average sized and sailed right through, which is a major NSV. And the other thing that happened, and sometimes it's these little things, that we were ordering dinner and there was a group, I think, of like 16 or 17 of us having dinner. And the it was all shared. Everything was like shared plates. So people were talking about what they wanted and I was ordering pretty much for the group. And the waitress said, this is definitely not enough food for this number of people. And I said, we're light eaters. It'll be okay. And we took food home. People took food home. Luckily, Andrea lived nearby. So she was able to take some of the food. But that did never happen before. How does 17 people only order enough food for like 9 now? So it is, you know, amazing how a disease that gave us so much trauma for so many years now allows us to come together in small or big groups and be able to share so much joy.
Absolutely. Oh, I have chills, you guys, bringing the good stuff today. I love it. I agree though. I think between self-love, learning how to soothe ourselves in satisfying ways, like Margaret said, noticing those NSVs. I mean, I've traveled with Jason and his wife, Sarah, many times at this point. Every time we are somewhere, Sarah goes, hey, did you notice this NSV? And it's those moments where I'm like, oh man, I didn't notice, but I'm really, really glad that you said it. Stuff like walking through the ropes at Disneyland or when we went to Texas, it's like, we're standing very comfortably in this line. And I'm like, oh, I would have never thought about it. But it is those moments that really can bring us that joy to keep going. I think that this all circles back to what you asked, Andrea, like, how do you keep going? It's this, everything that we've talked about today keeps us going through that really tough stage of the commitment.
What I keep being reminded of is I don't do well alone. And I kind of paused some of my support group activity because I'm in this class with Laura Grabo just for time's sake. And I am finding that I am suffering from being so alone. Even though I have this class, it's still is a little different, you know? So just very interesting that the isolation is really the thing that is harming, instead of sometimes you feel like you pull away to help yourself get through something. And for me, it's not helping. So that's why I'm here today.
Yeah, it's very hard when you pull away, because you do think you're protecting your peace and you're kind of going into your shell to kind of revamp and revitalize. And you find out that it's really the kind of the worst thing you could have done was that, because you really do. I mean, you kind of don't think about how much you need the people, but that's good that you actually recognize that. Does anybody else have anything they want to add? Struggles, wins, anything, goals? We can do goals. Like, we can do all kinds of things. I set myself a goal today to make sure that I made today my own, because I was no longer going to let the negative self-talk and the food noise control how my day went. And really think I did pretty good on that. I had a nice little, what I like to call, convertible conversation this morning on TikTok. That's my new thing, where I sit in my car in the morning before I go into work, before I put the top up, and we talk a little bit about how the day is going to go. So that's really as much, I'm finding out, it's as much for me as it is for everybody else. So, you know, if I can help one person kind of reframe their day, that helps me out. Ashley, what you got?
Well, it's kind of a win, because everyone who knows me in this community knows that every now and then I go missing for months at a time and no one hears from me, and you don't know if I'm alive or not. I do a lot of work on myself behind the scenes because of my mental health, and I'm just proud of myself because I've actually got back into the gym consistently this week, and I've had lack of appetite for over the last month, like barely getting in 800 calories. And I have successfully hit over 1,700 calories plus my weightlifting regimen this week for 3 days straight. And I couldn't be more excited. Like, I feel the upward momentum coming. So I'm just ready to go. So my next goal is just to stick to this and communicate with my coach that I'm working with, because I realized when I recluse into myself, that is when everything starts to fall apart. And maybe if my brain would just comprehend that at the same time my heart is telling me that, I can get somewhere.
Let's go, Ashley. That's awesome. Good job. I know that's been hard. You've been working on that. So amazing. That's awesome. Tony, what's up, buddy?
I think I want to piggyback off of, like, and I did watch your TikTok this morning, because TikTok is basically my home for everything. And I did appreciate your message. I did love that. But I wanted to piggyback off of not being in spaces where you have all of your support. So, like, you do tend to miss people when you're not around them. And I think it's the positive reinforcement that you get with that support. And it helps you get through the day. And I think that when you do, there's nothing wrong with taking breaks from, you know, especially when a lot of it's on social media. You don't want to be on there all the time. But if you feel a need where you need that positive reinforcement, or you do miss something, don't deny yourself that, because if it's going to make you feel better and it's going to help you mentally get through certain things, you need that support. Give yourself that support, whether it's on, you know, this type of platform, whether it's on Barry Nation, whether it's being around the friends that, you know, you love being around. And maybe you can do something, especially with the people that do support you. If it's on another platform or on this platform, do something with them. I see so many people on different platforms where they do walking groups, but they're all on camera with each other. Get the support that you need, and be with the people that will support you, because the positive reinforcement will help you in this journey. And it's very important, because it's very easy to get down on yourself when you're by yourself. My biggest thing is when I'm not with everyone and I allow the noise in my head to get the better of me. I feel like I've had the last week has been probably one of the best weeks I've had probably in about a couple months, where I've had so much support in the positive reinforcement that I feel great about myself. I feel great about what I'm doing. I feel confident in my journey. And I haven't felt that way in a while. And it's a great feeling. So I think that denying yourself, you know, the support you need could harm you. And whatever way you can get that support, I would seek it out.
Yeah, I agree. I know sometimes, you know, we think we're doing ourselves a service by taking that break, but listening to ourselves is the most important. And if we feel like we really do need that, then it's okay to go back on what we thought was right for us in the first place. So good job, Tony. I agree. Miss Tabitha, what can we do for you today?
Well, I feel like I have a win, a struggle, a goal all wrapped into one. So it's a little overwhelming, but I really have come to recommit myself to my bariatric journey again. And next week I'm going to onboard Ozempic. So I'm excited. I'm nervous, side effects, all those things. So I don't know. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I don't know how this is going to go. I'm hoping very well, but recommitting to my journey and even doing a summer coaching thing. So really going to put the work in because I have some regain to get off and really need to get my head back in the game. So like I said, all three wrapped into one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you haven't been busy going through, you know, multiple rounds of surgeries and things, you know, so you just kind of been lazy slacking off this summer. So we get it. Or this winter, we get it. No, no, it's awesome to see you, you know, kind of lock back into that, because while we do have many things going on, because life doesn't stop just because we had surgery, you know, it, or well, just because we had bariatric surgery, I should say, you really have been locked into the things that have been happening, which is amazing, because I know that a lot of times when we aren't keeping track of kind of what's going on, we can let things get away from ourselves and not really have an answer for why things are the way they are. But you have stayed kind of locked into that the whole time, knowing kind of what's happening. So the fact that you are taking the steps to onboard and do the things that are going to serve you the best in your journey is amazing. And we applaud you for that. And you know that we're here for you if you need anything at all. And thank you for sharing. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. Anybody else have anything before we get out of here? Speak now, forever hold your peace. No. Well, we want to thank you guys so much for joining us today. This was an amazing opportunity to get to see some of you amazing, amazing members of the Berry Nation community. And we can't thank you guys enough for all that you do to help support us, because as we've said from the beginning, being able to support you guys helps us tenfold. And we can't thank you guys enough.
Thanks, guys. What exactly is the Berry Nation membership community? It's a network of experts and peers where you can connect with the support, education, and resources you need in the moment to move through your bariatric life with confidence. Almost every day, you can attend bariatric support groups led by licensed mental health professionals, classes taught by credentialed professionals, and fun meetups hosted by experts and peers. Become a member today and tap into a kind and caring support. Join us at berrynation.mn.co.
That wraps up another empowering episode of the Berry Nation podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, keep the conversation going by joining the Berry Nation membership community, where you can attend live support events, access on-demand resources, and find a caring community.
Join us at berrynation.mn.co. If you found this podcast valuable, help us produce it by becoming a $5 monthly supporter at berrynationpodcast.com.
And just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.